Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah, we discuss again the halacha of hatmana on Shabbos, the iser to insulate on Shabbos. As we mentioned, there are two categories of hatmana. There's hatmana bedavar hamaisav hevel, if the insulation is increasing the heat. In that case, it's aser not only on Shabbos itself. You can't set up this hatmana even from before Shabbos. The second category is hatmana bedavar hamaimid hevel, where the insulation doesn't increase the heat, but it just maintains the heat. And that's less chamor. And in this case, the hatmana is mutter if it's done on Erev Shabbos, but on Shabbos itself, it's aser. Those are the two categories of hatmana on Shabbos. Now we introduce another halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this down in Siman Reish Nun Zayin, Sif Dalet, and that is as follows. Let's say a person has hatmana done with something that's not Moisef Hevel. So let's say you have a pot of soup, it's not on the fire, and it's wrapped in towels. So that's Hatmana Bedover Hamaimet Hevel. It maintains the heat, it doesn't increase the heat. Okay? You want to unwrap the pot before the Suda and give your child some soup. And then subsequently you want to rewrap it and continue the Hatmana on Shabbos. Is it mutter or is it aser? So you're going to do hatman on Shabbos, but it's going to be rewrapping the pot as opposed to wrapping for the first time. The Shulchan Aruch has a very important kula as it relates to Hilchas Hatmana on Shabbos, and that is as follows. If the pot was wrapped before Shabbos, and you want to unwrap it, uncover it, and then rewrap it and re-insulate it on Shabbos, it's mutter if a couple of conditions are met. Number one, it has to be 100% fully cooked, because if you rewrap it and then that accelerates the cooking process, you're going to be over potentially on bishul. So 100% it has to be cooked if you're going to rewrap it, number one. Number two, it has to be that when you uncovered it and you unwrapped it, it was already Shabbos. So it was already on Shabbos itself. You unwrapped it, gave soup, let's say, to one of your children, and then you want to rewrap it, that's mutter. However, if you unwrapped it on Erev Shabbos and you didn't put it back and it's unwrapped at the onset of Shabbos, it's uncovered, and now you want to return the towel to the pot to insulate it on Shabbos, it's aser. Then it's aser. So it has to be that on Shabbos itself it was wrapped. But if you unwrapped it before Shabbos and now you want to rewrap it on Shabbos, that's going to be aser. Okay? So that's the halacha as it relates to hatmana. And this is a hatmana bedover hamaimid hevel, that it is a hatmana that maintains the heat and doesn't increase the heat. So in that case, we're saying it's mutter to rewrap as long as it was unwrapped on Shabbos and rewrapped on Shabbos. But if it was unwrapped before Shabbos and now you're rewrapping on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. Now, the halach is that even if you removed the original insulation and the original towel, and you want to rewrap the pot with even better insulation and a thicker insulation, it's mutter. So it's not just mutter to rewrap with the same insulation. You could even improve the insulation. The halacha is that it's mutter as long as you're rewrapping and you're not wrapping for the first time. The Aruch HaShulchan adds that even if you unwrapped on Shabbos without intention to rewrap it, it's still mutter to rewrap it on Shabbos. So you took it off to shell out some soup. You didn't plan on rewrapping it on Shabbos, it's still mutter. You don't have to have das when you originally unwrap to rewrap. Okay, that's another addendum of the Aruch HaShulchan, that even if there wasn't das, there wasn't intent when you unwrapped to rewrap, it's still mutter if you decide to rewrap if everything was done on Shabbos.